Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. Last hour, we talked about the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission that's redrawing political lines here in Michigan based on census data that was just recently released. And so we've been spending a lot of time talking about the census as it relates to Michigan and St. Clair County and Southeast Michigan. But let's take a broader look at the census and look at some national trends. Joining us right now, the president and CEO of a grassroots nonprofit, nonpartisan organization for population stabilization called Population Connection, John Seeger. John, good morning.
Good morning.
As we look at the 2020 census, what are your takeaways? What jumps out at you as the story of the 2020 census?
Well, the story that probably has gotten the most news among several has been the fact that U.S. population growth is slowing. It hasn't stopped. It hasn't reversed. But we are not growing as rapidly these days as we used to. And in the eyes of some, that's a big problem. We don't agree.
And why not? Why do you see population slowdown as perhaps a good thing?
Well, for a few reasons. First of all, it may provide an opportunity for us to invest more in people who are here, especially children who are trapped in poverty. There are a lot of children in the nation, in Michigan, and your part of Michigan, who are trapped in poverty. And that's a terrible waste all the way around. So rather than worrying about growing our population, why don't we try to help those children grow up to be as productive as possible?
Why do we think that population is slowing? Is it just have to do with lifestyle, people marrying later in life, people not as eager to start families as they used to be?
There are many reasons, and of course, the decision about if, when, whether to have children, how many, is about as personal as a decision can get. So on the personal level, it can vary. Certainly, people are marrying later in life. One interesting fact is that the more education a woman has, the later in life she starts her family, if she does. And of course, we think women getting more education is a positive thing. I think that we live in such a complicated world, and I think there are a lot of factors that are weighing on people these days, but we want to look at the positive side of it. We want to look at the opportunities that slower population growth could present for our family and for our community and for our nation.
Let's talk a little bit about the demographic makeup of our country. We've become a lot more diverse than we once were, haven't we?
We have indeed, and I think that's a great strength. We all bring different life experiences and circumstances to the table, and we can really have a better society if we can somehow orchestrate that and work together. People who just recently come to this country, for example, often see the great opportunities here and want to work very hard to build their own lives, and in doing so, they help build our communities. And we see that in cities all across America, where you see areas that had maybe gotten a little run down, people coming to this nation, starting small businesses, working two and three jobs, trying to make it better, can be an engine for redevelopment for communities.
I think here in our area where we live, a lot of people have been concerned about the fact that the census shows that our population is declining, but the bottom line is it's because more people are dying than are being born. As you pointed out, that while a lot of people look at that as something to be concerned about, you say that may actually help reduce poverty.
Well, there's some very interesting research being done now, particularly at Iowa State University. A lot of the cities in Iowa are getting smaller, and they have a program there called Shrink Smart, which helps cities figure out how they can become better and more livable places, even if they're not growing. I know that Port Huron has a wonderful waterfront area with great potential, and investing in areas like that can really transform what was once perhaps a largely industrial component into a place that's very livable with restaurants and communities and walkable spaces that can attract business and that can make for quality of life. We just have to realize that the world's going to change, and the ones who are going to succeed are the ones who try to adapt to it.
Yeah. As we continue to grow, I guess, older as a nation, I mean, there was this concern. I remember talking 10, 15, 20 years ago about the silver tsunami, the growing number of retirees and what a drain that was going to be on our system. Is that still coming to fruition? Is that slowing down some?
It is indeed the direction we are headed, but what gets overlooked sometimes is, indeed, you do need significant resources for older Americans, but we need to invest a lot in young people. And if we're having fewer children, that means we have more to invest in each child. And if you want to know who's going to support us older people as we get older, we want to have a productive next generation. We want to make sure that they're as capable as they can be. So maybe we need to invest a little more down the road in older Americans, but with smaller families, we can invest more in each child and make our future successful.
You sound overall optimistic about the census data that was just released. Am I right about that?
Well, I think you can look at almost any situation and find the good points and bad points in it. It's just been, for whatever it's worth, my experience that if you look for opportunities in life, you're more likely to find them. And if you look for problems, you're probably more likely to find them. I'm not a philosopher, but it seems like a good way to get started every day is to try to figure out what you can accomplish. And if a community is growing smaller rather than larger, the key is to look at ways to take advantage of that situation and make a community a better place to live.
Yeah. Well, it's a great point. You talk also about child tax credits as, a way out of poverty.
Yes, the program that President Biden has championed is lifting about half of all children in the United States out of poverty. That's extraordinary. That's extraordinary. We all want the same thing for kids, whether they're our kids or the kids next door or the kids we don't know around the country. We want them to be productive, healthy, successful. We want it because it's good for people. We also want it for very practical reasons, because we need productive citizens in the next generation. And when you're living in poverty, when you're under constant stress, that's a very hard way to do that. So I can't think of anything that's going to make our nation more successful in the long run than lifting up children.
Talking with John Seeger from Population Connection. He's an expert on population growth. Because you study this stuff, you're so inundated with it. Were there any surprises to you when the census data came out?
Well, I think the surprise wasn't so much in the data. It's in the way people looked at it.
Mm.
A number of people who were looking at it saw our slowdown in population growth as some sort of crisis. And to repeat myself, I think most of the time you can find an opportunity if you look closely enough. Even if you look at the terrible situation with climate, there are going to be some great opportunities as we transform into a renewable economy. Let's look for the opportunities. Let's figure out where the jobs are going to be, where the opportunities are going to be, and worry a little less about the fact that we're not growing as rapidly as we used to.
John, where can we learn more about Population Connection, your organization?
Welcome to visit our website, Population Connection. They can just go to popconnect.org, and we're glad to hear from everybody, those who agree with us and those who don't.
All right, we'll take a look. John, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Take care.